not the equal agreement of also cover one agreement. So just the first look at the Seder Advarim. We began with the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroris. And we define the sugya of Chatzi Nezek Tzroris as being a sugya of Koichoi Kegufoi. Whereas by people we say certainly Koichoi Kegufoi, what's the din when it comes to Koichoi Shel Mominus Koichoi Shel Behema? We pointed out it's a machlokes Sumchis and Chachomim. And then we pointed out that a machlokes Rishonim is exactly what the Chiddush is of the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. And that the conclusion is that Chatzi Nezek Tzroris Mamoina is the conclusion of the way that we would define the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Then yesterday we discussed how do we define Gufoi? What are the limitations? When does Gufoi become Koichoi? Right? All of this begins with the understanding that when it comes to the Aves Nezikim, when it comes to Shein Regel, so Gufoi includes appendages. So yesterday we discussed, well, how far does that go? It's clear. Chatzi Nezek Tzroris is clear that Koichoi is if I throw something, that's called Koichoi. If I smash something, that's Yodi. And if I throw something, that's called Koyach. If I smash something, it's Yodi. If I shoot an arrow, it's Koyach. So until now, it's been clear, but that's not a significant distinction. Whether it's I shoot an arrow or whether I smash something be a die. What's the difference? Why should there be a difference? In terms of my responsibility, should be the same. Torah was Mechadesh in the context of a behema that it does make a difference. We would say that it makes a difference because the obligations of the Shomer differ. Right? We would say that when it, not the Shomer, the Chi of Shmir. When it comes to the individual, so whether I throw or smash, what's the difference? Whether I shoot an arrow, whether I shoot a gun, or whether I smash, what's the difference? But when it comes to my behemoth, when it comes to the obligation I have so that my animal does not do something, so then there may be a distinction. And the Torah says there is a distinction. Whether that distinction is a chiddush, or whether the distinction is something that we would say misvara, that's the machlokes Rishonim of what the mus, what the svara chitzon is, what the muskul rishon is. All right? Having said that, the din of Chatzi Nezek Tzroris does say that in the area of Shor HaMazik, we will make this distinction of Koichoi Kegufoi, correct? So now, that gives us the context in which we can analyze precisely when a hezek takes place. Right? As long as we do not distinguish between Koichoi and Gufoi when it comes to human being, so, since the halacha does not distinguish between whether I smash or whether I shoot an arrow, so the time delay is totally irrelevant. So there's no way of analyzing whether the... I'm sure there's no way, but there's hardly a significance. But now that the halacha distinguishes between the action and the possible impact, now that there's a distinction for the animal, right? And it's ke'ilu, we would make a distinction between shooting the arrow and the arrow landing. So until this point, we don't have the tools, we don't have the kalim to analyze that in the kud, if it has to be analyzed. The Gemara will point out to us that there are things that could depend on exactly when, we have to figure out exactly what we're looking at. A maisa has a cheftza nizek, so it has to be defined. But that's what the Gemara is pointing out now. Now that we have, they were drawing a distinction between when the masa seems to be done from the perpetrator to the point in time with the impact. So now the Gemara says, all right, so now let's analyze this particular detail, this moment in time, so to speak, and try to zero in on exactly when Hezek takes place, right? What that means when Hezek takes place is an ambiguous term. We're going to define it. What does it mean when Hezek takes place? Does it mean when I become responsible? Does it mean when we evaluate the loss? Right, so we have to define terms over here. But that's why Lanius Daiti, the Gemara, says this is a time to discuss Bosami Ikrin, Bosa Tover, because Manatover, because the Chiddush of Chatzi Nezek Tzroiros is going to give us that context. Right? Tosfos says it doesn't give us that context. Right, we'll have to discuss that. All right? And how we proceed in the Sugya, different Rosh Hashivas have done different things. Some Rosh Hashivas discuss the Tosfos and the Ketzos first. Some do the Melchomis and the Balamor first. I wasn't sure. When the Rav discussed it, the Melchomis first. You see, from the different Svarim, that seems to be the more, the way the more of the Svarim develop it. So we'll go down that road. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, a Brisa, right, this is the Brisa after Agolam Meshechis B'Karayim, that define what's Guf and what's Koyach. Right, Tana Rabbanon, Tane Goylem Shehoyu Mechatetin B'Chevod Li. Right, the chickens, the roosters that were pecking away at the rope of the bucket, the nifsak hachevel, and the bucket, and the they pecked away at the rope gave way, and the bucket falls down. Right? You can imagine, let's say you have a construction site, sometimes they raise and lower things through buckets. So the bucket gives way. Right, in this particular case, you think of a well. But for some reason, the bucket was in a raised platform together with the roosters, and they pecked away at the rope. The nifsak achevel, and the lee came crashing down. So the brisa says, Mishalmin nezek sholim. So he pays nezek sholim. So that means if he pays nezek sholim, that means it must be, no, how would you categorize it? It must be a mu'ad, right? Nezek sholem. Was that?
That's
regal. So it's either probably regal, either regal or shane, but probably regal, lechatetim. All right. So what do we see from this? How did the tarnagol smash the, he didn't step on it, right? He did not eat the bucket. So why are you calling it Shein or Regel? No, go ahead. Whoa. But before you have those terms?
You
pay Nezek Shalom, so you see it's seen as a din of Gufoy, right? If a human being would take a Dali and drop it from the top of a roof and it's smashed and it gets down. So would you call that gufay or koichay? Right, it's clear that if you take a dali and you smash it while you're holding the dali, that's gufay, correct? It's clear that if you take a rock and you throw it at the dali, that's going to be called koichay. Now what happens if you take the dali and you throw the dali at some object? So this Bryce is saying that Bryce is telling us that's called koichai, because it's an animal, and if it's called gufai, it's called gufai. If it be koichai, it'd be chatzi nezek. So since the Bryce says nezek sholem, so we've now learned that particular case is going to be called the case of gufai, not koichai. The Gemara says, why is that significant? Again, at first, it's significant in the context of defining gufay v'koichay. Gufay and koichay. Right? What's Sagan the Din? That's what Tosfos is debating, analyzing. That's the machlokes Tosfos and Rosh. But at first, when you see the sugya, before I learned this sugya, so I don't know what. How do you analyze taking the dli and smashing it? Right? Because if I would throw something at the dli, that's koichai. Right? If I would smash the dli biyadayim, that's gufoi. No? So what about if I take the dli biyadayim and I do a koichai object? The Gemara says, we're going to call that gufoi. Right? That's what we learned. We're going to call it gufoi. The Gemara says, boy, Rabbi, Dorsal kli v'loy shover toy v'nis galgalim v'kim achim v'nishbar. Rava said, Abba sofek mahu basa mikra zilna lay v'gufayu oydilma basa tover vana zilna utzra resninu. Gemara says, Rava gave a shir. Rava had an iboye tiv shayt lay. He should explain it. Me the Rabba as a beferish, or Rabba's Rebbe said it. I just heard the other day, Vicheskel Abramsky, he was the Gadol HaDor, probably in the 50s, 60s. He was a very colorful, charismatic individual. He was so charismatic that when he was young, in his late teens, and he was a Talmud in Slobodka, the headhunter actors tried to recruit him for the theater. It's a confirmed story. So he obviously didn't go. But that's how charismatic he was. Before he went, during the war, he made it to England. And from England, he went there to Israel and was invited to Ghana. He's the author of the Chazin Yecheskel. He's very charismatic. He was head of the Beis Din in London. He was head of the kashrus in London. He used to, my father heard shirim from him. So he remembers how he would surprise the butcher stores and get there at all crazy hours, early mornings. He would sneak in to see if he can catch them. It was a little bit of a terror that way. So, and he worked very hard to prepare shirim, to make sure they were very well organized, very. So somebody was telling me the other day, one of his talmidim was Natali Friedler. Natali Friedler was a Rosh Hashiva in Toronto for a while, Rosh Hashiva in Heights for a while. And he would tell his children that when he was a young man in London, he went to hear shurim from Vicheskel Abramsky. And he remembers that Vicheskel Abramsky was giving a shir, and he was had a suffix about the din of, in Hamafkid, is the din of a shoyel that gives an animal to a seicher, and then the animal gets damaged. So the seicher is more responsible than the shoyel. Does the seicher pay the shoyel more than the shoyel pay the baal? So he was saying, what would take to be the din of a shomer socher, a shomer chinam that gave it to a shomer socher? That was what he was trying to figure out. So while he was trying to figure this out, so Rabbi Natali Friedler was a young man then, he says to his, the guy next to him. The guy next to him says, Shashim, I want to hear the shir. So he says, he says, what is the Rosh Hashiva saying? It's a Beferish of Tosfos, Lelakam Yid Aleph. So when his friend heard that, his friend yelled out, Rebbe, Baba Kama, Tosfos, Yid Aleph, Yid Aleph. So Chesmoy stops for a second. He thinks. He says, you're right. Shear's over. He left. So he was. So they said to Rabbi, what's the whole shear going on in here? Why are you giving a shear? It's a beferish b'raisa. Boy Rabbi, Doris al kliv lo yishomar toy v'nis galgalim mokim acher. And the object rolled to another place, and the object got smashed. No, that's the b'raisa. So what's Rava trying to figure out? It's a beferish b'raisa, right? Boy Rava dorsa. So the Gemara says tivshut lei midir Rava. Gemara says when Rava questioned this din, so why didn't he learn this din from Rabba. Right, so again, why is the Gemara not saying Rabba figured this out from the Braisa? Why is the Gemara saying Rabba, you should have figured this out from Rabba? Domer Rabba Zora Kli Meresh Agag Uboacher B'Shomrei B'Makul Poter Demin Leimona Tira Tovar Le Rabba Pshita Le Rabba Meboyle. The Braisa was the chicken was pecking away at the rope, and because the rope gave way, the dli fell down and smashed. Okay, that is Gufoy. Rava says the animal is walking along, and it attempts to break the keli, but the keli gets away, and now the keli rolls, hits another object, and gets smashed. So our braisa should teach us that is the of that's not chazin and service. Why did the Gemara not say Rava? You have a fairish of braisa. Gemara says Rava asked this question. Dorasal klibalei shomer to his galgul mokam achav in nishbar mahu. Now how did Rava phrase it? That's question number one. We have to come back to number two. How does Rava phrase it? Why doesn't Rava say, Rava asks our question, is it Gufoy or is it Koichoy? Correct? But when Rava asks if it's Gufoy or Koichoy, right? He says what Danny began to say a few minutes ago. The animal is walking along, and instead of smashing the kli flies out and gets smashed by its impact against something else. Nope. Did the animal, do we look at it as the animal doing koichoi because it was smashed by something else? It's like the chetz? Or is it gufoi because the animal stepped on it? So Rabbi says, well, how what is the real nekuda over here? Whether it's koichoi or gufoi. Right? What's the real Nakuda? So that's what Danny's saying. The real Nakuda is when do we define what the Hezek is? You know, that'd be a good way to put it. You have to say, but Mice Hezek, this, when do we define? We have to define, we have four Omeis Nezikim. We have a Koichek and Gufa. Koichek and Gufa. So when do we say this is the point in time or the point in the process where we're going to now define, is it Shein, is it Regel, is it Chasi Nezek, right? Especially, if you use the Lashon of the Birka Shmuel, Birka Shmuel's Lashon is, and Chasi Nezek Tzraris is a Mazik Mechudosh. So, we know from the Brisker Rav at the beginning of the Masechta, that once we know I'm responsible, I have to fit it into some category. All right? So all we want to know right now is, given all of the background of Bava Kama that we have, I now have a Mazik Mechudosh. So when it comes into fitting it into whether it's a boar or Adam, I very rarely have to find the exact point of the Hezek. All right. But now, I have to know whether I'm going to fit it into the Mazik Mechudosh of Chasin Hezek, or whether I'm going to fit it into the broader mazik of Shein and of Regel. That's going to depend on whether it's koichoy or gufoy. So Rava says it is koichoy and is gufoy, because the hezek began with a ma'aseh b'gufoy, and the damage was inflicted by koichoy. So now Gemara is saying, so now I have something I have to figure out. Until now it was an intellectual question. No, when did the hezek take place? And what does it matter? I have to pay what I have to pay. What does it matter, the point of Hezek? But now the Gemara says, no. Once I have the context of Chatzin Hezek service, Gufay Mamin, Gufay Koichay, so now, using it, and now that the Torah tells me that before a Machayev I have to define where it fits in, so now I'm stuck. The Mazik will say that it fits into which category? Nu? A mazik. We'll say koichai, because it's rerus. And then Isaac will say, no, it's gufa. Right? So Rava says, who's in the din Torah, who's going to be right? All right? So that's the sharpness of this sugya. The Gemara says, so, but Rabba already explained to us. All right? That's how we're advancing from koichin gufoi to bosar meikra or bosar mona tevira tover. All right? Now, however, one of the confusing parts of this sugya, or one of the complexities of the sugya, one of the beautiful aspects of the sugya, is that we introduce mona tevira tovar. Right? Do we say bosar tovar monas lina tzuris lina? We should be very comfortable in saying we have a question: mazik or nizik? Right? We can come to Bezin and say, Chazin, it's koichai gufoi. Correct? But then we have a clear debate as to what's happening. The Gemara says, walk it back. Gufoi or koichai is at what point in time, process, are we going to categorize it? Good. All right? We've also conceptualized the issue sharply. Now the Gemara introduces a new svara, bosa tevira, mana tevira tavar. The object was a smashed object already, right? That's it. That lechera is a different argument. Am I right? Am I wrong? Bosa tevira. Let me ask you this: without this phrase, mana tevira tavar, do we have a good suffix?
Yeah.
Tivshet leimid rabba, the Omar rabba, zara kli meiroi shagag, ubo acher v'shibim memakel. Reuven drops the object. Shimon smashes the way down. All right. So we want to know who's paying, who's the mazik. So Rabba said, that's the question of. No, when do we categorize this as? Like until now, we were saying we have to know this and have to know which of it's going to fit under. Now, Rabbi said, I got to figure this out because I have to know who the mazik is. So if we say bosar mi'ikra, so then the mazik has got to drop it. Say bosar, bosar. If we say that bosar tover mona, so then it's the last guy. So Rava says, there's another way of, Rava introduces, Rava says, what's the din? The second guy is Potter. He doesn't say the second guy is Potter because the first guy, because Bosar Mi'ikra. He's the second guy is Potter because, what did he do? He broke a worthless. This thing became worthless when the first guy dropped it. All right? Hold on. So Rabba's resolution doesn't fully address the way that we phrase the Iboya. He's introducing another complexity over here. The Gemara says, L'Rabba Pshitalei, L'Rabba Mevoyalei, Enachanami. For the Rebbe, was Pasha. You read his Hadaris. For the Rebbe, was Pasha. He knew exactly what to say. Rava was Masupak. Right? Okay? So, L'chayra was saying, hold on, L'chayra was saying that in our basic Iboy, our basic question, Bosa Me'ikra Zilna, or Bosa Tama Manazlina, do we go with the Maisa and the impact? Do we go Haschol or Saif? So, we now have two Nafkaminas. Right? The Nafkamina of Koyche Kigufo, with Koyche Gufoy. Right? And the nafkamina of who's the mazik. Rava's Iboya was in the context of Chatzin Ezek Tzreiros, right? And Rava's Iboya was in terms of Odom HaMazik. Correct? And the Gemara is saying, but the question of whether you're going Bosar Meikra Basa Farmana shouldn't matter whether it's Momina Mazik or Adama Mazik. Right? Even though we only came to this through Chasidus Shuras. But Rava's Nafkamina is a Nafkamina. If when Rava phrases Nafkamina, it was in terms that were irrelevant to Adama Mazik. Because Koyach, it doesn't matter Koyach Gufa. By Adama Mazik, Koyach Gufa. So what? So when Rava rephrases the question, he says, oh, so now we're going to put it in Adama Mazik. It's no longer a question of categorizing the Hezek. It's a question of who the Mazik is. And our Gemara is assuming that the question that we're raising is equally analyzed whether you're looking at the Maisa Hezek or looking at who the Mazik is. Gemara goes on to say, Toshma, so now let's try to resolve Rava Zivoye. Gemara says, we're talking about a case of Hidis and Machlaikis, whether it's a Mu'ud or not. Gemara says, well, it must be Hidis Ve'itis. If that's the case of Hidis Ve'itis, and he's a Mu'ud, Yeshomrim, aren't they arguing about this Nakuda? They're arguing whether it's a case of Tzreiris or whether it's a case of Regel. Gemara says, and a Hanavi, it's just a case, it's just a machlekes of what the din is of Chatzi Nezik Tzreiris. Okay, so that's not going to help us. Toshma. Tarnagoylim shoyu mechatin bechevod li. V'nisag hel v'nishbarak d'li. Mishalman nezik sholeim. So now the Gemara says, let's go back to the brice that we began with. And there the Gemara says, Mishalman nezik sholeim. No. So now the Gemara says, we should now be able to resolve this by saying, it is a case of nezik sholeim. Therefore, if it's Nezek Shalim, it's regular, Shane, and Boston Mikra is Lina. Gemara first says, well, maybe it's only talking about the rope itself. Gemara then discusses whether that would be Mishuna, or whether that would not be Mishuna. Then the Gemara says, oh, why don't we say the old solution, that it's Machlaikis, that this is only according to Subchus, and therefore it's classic Tzreiris. Gemara says it couldn't be Subchus because that would raise the question of Koichoi, Koyach, Koichoi, which Rav Ashi resolved for us. So therefore, Elolav, we come back to say the way we began, Elolav Rabbanani. That this is that the first price that we began with is Rabbanon, Shmamina Vosem Meikras Linon, that it's Regel, or Shein, and Nezik Sholem. What's the causal mine mine? Right, therefore what?
Therefore it's not a good proof.
We can be making it differently. So Hayotzimi Sugyan. When we finish our sugya, we have three situations. We have the way that Rava formulates his question, right? That's Doris al Kli, Vinizgalgal Moke Macher. Doris al Kli, so it wasn't the classic case of Tzreiris, it's a little bit different. Then we have Rava's situation, Adam Amazik, free falling, and he breaks it. In the third case of the Tarnagol Machatet V'chevel Hadli, the Gemara says, it depends how you explain it. Akimta. That's why initially the Gemara didn't bring this as a raya to Rava, because you can have two Akimtas. So one Akimta would say it's got nothing to do with us. It's talking about Mini Mekuli Gufa case. On the other hand, you could say that it's a case where it would be questionable if it's Bosar Meikra or Bosar Tarmana, and we pass in Bosar Meikra. All right? So what is the halachic conclusion of our sugya? What would you conclude from our sugya? Do we have a conclusion?
Let's say
suffik. You say suffik, like the Ramban. All right. No, so when you finish the Gemara, so Rava had a kasha. Rava could not resolve it. L'chor Rava knew the Braisa. He knew what his Rebbe Rava held. Rava's clear that it goes Basim Ikra. Correct? Then we know what Rava's sheet is. Rava's later than Rava had a suffik. Can we bring any raya for Rava? No, because the Braisa can go either way. Gemara on Chaf Vavam and Beis. If the Amar Rabba, Zara Klime Rosh Hagagul Boacher Vishvar Makul Potter, in my time of Mona Tvira Tavar, the Amar Rabba, Zara Klime Rosh Hagagul Boacher Vishvar Makul Potter, in my time of Mona Tvira Tavar, my time of the Idna Deshadu Psuke Mifsuke Gire, the Amar Rabba, Zara Ktina Kme Rosh Hagagul Boacher Vikili Vesayev, that's the Machlekes. Both are involved. I said, when it comes to, whereas for Rabba it's clear that when it comes to Hezek, so it's Bosa Meikra. Correct? What about when it comes to Ritzicha? So Gemara says, that's a Machloikis. Machloikis is Rav Yehuda ben Seim Rabbanan. 10 people, it's like a hazing kind of thing. That the person goes through. What do they call it? Ten. There's a phrase for it. When a person goes through.
Initiation?
What's that?
Initiation.
No, but that's the. That's hazing. When a person goes. Gets tortured by 10 people, each one takes a whack at the guy. So that's what happened over here. So the question is, are they all chayiv? He called a servant of Yodam, a servant of Makhlis. Right? What was that?
A tag team.
Did you call it?
No, the tag team anyone.
I think it's like the pirates used to do this. So the Yudim Viseira says Buzach is Achrin Chayiv. They should hear me Sosai. Right? Chacham say they're all potter because no one actually killed them. And Yudim says the last one is Chayiv. Bo Shor Vikibli Vikarnov. Pelukta Tapluka Tana. So when it comes to Ritzicha, the Gemara seems to say our sugya is not relevant to the sugya of Ritzicha. Okay. What has to be understood so far in the sugya?
Can I ask a reading question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that sounds like it's the same thing, right? How do you read that line?
So the Gemara says that's like Bosar Sofa Azlina. We look at the way it was smashed.
Yeah.
The way it was smashed was through Koyche, not through Gufa.
Yeah, but Tsroros because it's Gufa, because it's Koyche.
Yeah. We look at the impact. The impact was done mi Koyche, and therefore it's Tsroros.
And would that phraseology be the same with the vase thrown off the roof? It's still called Sororos?
Correct.
So how does that happen? Someone throws a vase off the roof, it gets smashed by a guy at the bottom, assuming the first guy is Chayav. So that's Sororos?
If an animal would do that, then it'd be Sororos.
Even though it would have broken in the floor.
For that reason, because... Okay. All right? Danny, was the question before?
Before, when we were saying that Rava's response of the ring considered broken doesn't seem to be going along with Rava's question of whether it's possible to be car or not. So I thought that when we said that it was already considered broken, it must mean that what we're saying is that the damage happened in the beginning. And by the time it got down, if it's already considered broken, it must be that we're saying it must be karma. If we say it's already considered broken.
Okay. So what Dan is saying is the following. What has to be understood is what's the nikudas and machlokes? What are they arguing about? We've reduced the questions that were raised have been reduced, whether it's the question of do you call it chatzis as extraordinary or do you call it shame? Is the first one the mazik or the second one the mazik? Is the first one the murderer or the second one the murderer? So we reduce all of these questions to, is it Bosar Mi'ikra or Bosar Tvarmona? Alright? So Danny said, so when Rabba said Mona Tvira Tovar, so what was Rabba pointing out? So Danny's saying it's like a backhanded way of resolving the issue. If it's a mona tvira tovar, that means if it's considered to be broken already, if it's already considered to be smashed already, so that means we're going basa mikra. All right? That's what your ha'ora was, correct? So the ha'ora is a good ha'ora. All right? Now, but the way that you're looking at it will... So what Danny's saying is when we say mona tvira tovar, we do not mean to say that he broke a worthless object. What we mean to say, the first guy broke it already. Alright? Hear the difference? It's the difference between the Ramban and Rashi. Right? Ramban's kasha is, I don't understand why there's a suffix to begin with. Ramban's kasha, the Muhammad says that aren't we just doing something that's very, isn't this an intellectual exercise which has absolutely no relevance in the court? Because Ramban says, let's change terminology for a moment, right? We're in front of the court and the mazik is saying that this is chatzi nezek tshoreres, so we go buster the impact, we go buster stuff. And the nezek is saying, no, it's gufa, it's not koicha. Alright? So now, why don't we just switch the terminology and say, you know, it doesn't really matter koicha kagufa. Let's say, worst case scenario, that the second guy is the guy who was mazik, and therefore it's really a case of Bosar Tvira Tovar, right? Why don't we say the second guy who did it, the second guy who smashed it? Why don't we say the second guy who smashed it? And he'll be chayev. But what's he chayev for? This object was already worthless when he... The first guy made it worthless, and the second guy didn't do anything. So why do we have to discuss exactly when the Masa Hezek happened? Let's just look at when the object became worthless. So when Reuven drops the object, it becomes worthless. When the animal ate through the rope, then the lead became worthless. So why are we trying to figure out what are you trying to categorize when it happened? Let's just look at the value of the object. Let's define Hezek as robbing something of its value. All right, that's who the Ramban's kasha over here. So when the Gemara said, when Rabba says Mona Tvira Tovar, so it's true that in the flow of the Gemara, he is simply saying, oh, go Basa Mikra. But the Ramban is saying, no, he's introducing an entirely different svara over here. a svarj, ultimately, Ramban poses to Rashi and saying, even if you'll tell me that we're going to go baser tramana, we're going to go baser sof, baser impact, but why does that let the first guy off the hook? He still caused a tremendous drop in value. I mean, that's the Ramban's first kasha. Right? So, l'chare, that has to be understood in the sugya. So question number one is, how do we understand the two sides? Whether it's boss, question number one is how does the sugya paskin that we didn't get to, right? From the upshot of the sugya, it sounds like the sofik. So you've already seen the Balamor and the Ramban, that the Rif seems to quote two contradictory conclusions. So the Balamor says, how you talking? And the Ramban says, what do you mean? You talking, be talking. Because since it's a sofik, there's an Ibordli, if Shuta, it'll be treated as a sofik. So he spends three paragraphs, Kedarko Yibar Kodesh, undermining the Balamor. Right, you said the Lashon of the Melachom is always very colorful. The always takes a shot at the Balamor. So he first takes a shot at the Balamor. What was the Balamor? What do you have? A question altogether. It's a suffix. So it's going to go with your riot. And then the Ramban continues. He says, "They should cause the Mepshitus Meimer the Rabba Yifkach Eino Veyira. Let the Balamor open his eyes." And I'll say this is totally consistent with the way you deal with the taker. And then the Ramban goes on to discuss how we deal with takers and svekas and mummy. Fine. And then the Ramban says, I'm different from the sugya. And then the Ramban says, but I don't get Rashi. That's the Ramban. Ramban in the Hesakdoma to the Pirish Tuchumish. He writes about Ava Musuteris. He has a hidden love for Rashi. He says, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, I think it's right, there's different lashon for Rashi and for the Ramban and for the Ibn Ezra. He says, V'osim l'ma'or panai neiros ha-menorah ha-tahira. And when I'm writing my pirush, I have two neiros. Pirush Rabbeinu Shlomo, teres tfis, firus tifara, muchter vini musai, mikra mishnah gemara, Loi mishpatam chayra. Rashi gets the b'chor. V'dvarav egeb avosam eshke. V'imom yelonu masu matan. Drish v'chakira. V'pshotav midrashav v'chol agadu b'tzura. It's all the poetry. And then he says, V'im Rabbi Avram ibn Ezra, t'ilonu techachas mugula. We're going to go all out. V'ava musutur. But it's going to be a hidden love between us. I flipped it. V'keel asheminu levada. And then he says, V'keel asher Mimenu levada ira, the God that I'm only afraid of God. Yitzenu miyem ever, and he should help me not to make any mistakes and get me to good pshat. Right, that's the Ramban over here has also an Abba Musuteris with the Balamor. He goes all out, and then he says, but Rabbeinu Shlomo, we have to understand what he's, Diri Rabbeinu Shlomo, a whole different way of speaking from the Balamor to Rashi. So again, so what do we have to understand in the sugya? So we have to understand in the sugya, what is the nekudas hamachlokes? What is the issue over here? We understand the question. The sugya makes the issue relevant. Bosa migra, bosa tramana. All right? But how do you understand the tutsanim? What's the justification for bosa migra, justification for bosa tramana? All right? That's question number one. Then question number two is the Ramban's kasha in the sugya. Ramban's kasha is that why are we even discussing? It's an intellectual exercise. I have a very easy way to solve this problem. Hezek is when I robbed you of something. So when I took your keli and I dropped it off, I robbed you. No one is going to pay a cent for that keli. Right? No one's going to say, well, maybe someone's going to run by, catch it. Maybe someone's going to put a pill underneath. Yeah, you're not going to get anything for it. So I was mazik you already. What happened? It doesn't matter what happens to the keli. That's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban's kasha is supported because the Gemara says, Tvira mona tvira tovar. The Ramban asks this kasha in a few different ways, and then the Ramban asks a kasha from Koifer. We'll have to come back to on Sunday. Alright, so that's the... And then we have to understand the Tosfos. The Tosfos says there is a distinction to be made between dropping and smashing and throwing at and smashing. The Tosfos says there's such a davar pashut that there's a distinction that anybody can figure out on their own. And that is very aggravating because the Rosh, then the Ksois says, Ksois is three or four kashas against this Tosfos. And he shows the Rosh holds otherwise. And we have to understand what was so posh at the Tosfos. Right, so that's the Avodah Nesuim Rit Hashem. We'll come back to this on Sunday Rit Hashem. All right?